Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise our God. Great and mighty, holy and wonderful. He is our God, He is our Savior, and we would be lost without Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say to God, I am so delighted to be sharing His word with you today. My name is Pastor Deborah. And my husband and I together pastor City on a Hill Ministries here in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. And the name of this broadcast is The Called According to His Purpose. And each and every day I'm so grateful that God has blessings of working all things together for our good in spite of what we may have done to get ourselves in some of the predicaments that we've ended up in. He works all together for the good. To those who love Him, and as the Word of God says in Romans 8:28, and to those who are the called according to His purpose. And we're grateful. We are so grateful for every opportunity that God gives us to share His Word. These are very short broadcasts, the last broadcast that we did, and this one as well. They're just half-hour long periods, but if you have realized, like I've come to realize, that every moment that God gives you is just special. Every moment is a moment that you can use for His glory. And if you would just use every moment, you'd be surprised how much you can get done and how effective you can be for the kingdom if you would just give God that time. So we're just having these little short broadcasts right now. We want to save that elongated time for when we have guests on our show, as we look forward to doing again and having them come on to speak and share what God is doing in their lives, share their personal perspectives on the love of God and how it has ministered to them. So we look forward to having you join us at those times. And again, it is our privilege and our pleasure to be able to come to you to share the Word of God. The topic for today is a continuation of the topic that we had done before, which is the real power of the tongue. The real power of the tongue. And this is the second part in this series, I should say. Because last time I had only really just begun to scratch the surface, and I will kind of recap a few of those things, but I do want to move on today and just talking about the tongue. You know, my husband and I, with our church, celebrated the season of It's a New Day, and we are still celebrating that season. We know that God is doing some things in this time that have never been done before in the lives of some of His people. Some of us have longed for God to do some great things in our lives, and we've never seen it come to pass. And here we are alive and well in this year, 2015, and this is a new day. This is a new season. It's a new beginning for a lot of people of God. And it is so important that we do our very best to do things right. Some of us need to abandon some of those old habits and some of those old ways of thinking, and we need to embrace the new. We need to embrace God's way. Some things God has been trying to get us to do the right way for a long time, and we have insisted to go the wrong way. And it is time that we change those patterns. It's time that we get it right. And one of the most crucial things that you can do right is to learn and to understand that the tongue is a powerful organ in your body. It has not only a physical and natural value, but it has spiritual value. And more than anything else, really, in our natural world, the tongue within us has great value spiritually. It can transform whole atmospheres. When you use it well, let me rephrase that again. It can transform atmospheres for our good if we use it well. If we watch the words that come out of our mouths, if we speak the word of God over our lives, if we declare in faith the things of God and not the things that we see, because the word of God does tell us we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith and not by sight. So what great things you can do for the kingdom of God if you would just watch the words that come out of your mouth. So, you know, spending some time in this series, if I spent a year on it, I will probably not get to everything that needs to be said. Some things God has to reveal to you, and that's the beauty and the splendor and the wonder in the preached and the taught word of God. God is able to teach you so much more than what is sometimes naturally spoken. So I just look forward to the Lord moving in your life and showing you things that you've never realized before, and you coming to a new resolve in this new year to watch the words that come out of your mouth and to only speak those things that are going to bless and be for God's good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me go no further before I pray and lift up all of you who are listening. We pray for you regularly. We ask God to have his way in your life. Hallelujah. We know that there are always dangers seen and unseen all around us, almost at all times. And the Lord, in his goodness, has blessed us and kept us. And so we desire God to continue to do the same thing in the days to come. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up, Lord. Your goodness is beyond our comprehension to understand. Your splendor, Lord God, is a magnificent thing. And when we are blessed to see just a portion, a small portion of your splendor in our lives, it usually brings us to tears to think of how good, how so good you are, how very good you are, Lord God, to us. And so we ask this day, Lord Jesus, that you would bless those that are listening to this broadcast by way of Block Talk Radio. God, come into the lives and the hearts of those who are listening. I pray, God, that you would bless and bring favor and goodness to the lives of your people. Hallelujah. Wherever they may be. Father, I pray and believe in the name of Jesus that you are going to move mightily for their sakes, Lord God, that you are going to, hallelujah, bring healing to those who stand in the need of healing in their bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring prosperity to those who are waiting for financial answers to come. Hallelujah. That, Lord God, you're going to bring, hallelujah, deliverance to those who are in need of deliverance, familiar spirits. I rebuke you, come against you right now in the name of Jesus. Now, whatever spirit you may be that has landed on the life of one of those who's listening, or maybe the loved one of one of those who's listening, I bind you, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You have no power, you will have no power in the lives of God's people. The blood of Jesus comes against you right now with this spoken word, hallelujah, spoken in faith, spoken in assurance, that knowing that you have to go, that you cannot defy the will of God, that you cannot defy the word of God. And when the word of God is spoken, then demons do tremble, hallelujah, because they know that they have lost the battle already and that they must be obedient to God because he is sovereign and he rules over all. Master, have your way. We thank you, we praise you, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen, amen, amen. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Again, the topic tonight is the real power of the tongue, and on the last broadcast, I read scripture. In Proverbs 18, verse 21, and I'm paraphrasing it, it's a scripture that everybody seems to know, that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Hallelujah. Again, that's Proverbs 18, 21. Praise the Lord. And I just simply touched on the fact that the Lord, our God, spoke the world into creation. He spoke the world into being. He called light. He spoke light. Light, you know, God said, let there be light, and there was light. He spoke, and things came to pass. That was to let us know, we who are in the flesh, but made in the image, hallelujah, and likeness of God, that we too have the ability to speak, and in our words there resides power. And whatever it is that we are speaking, we bring power to it. So if we're speaking death, we bring power to death as we speak it, and we cause things to die. Or we can speak life in our words, and things that may be dead or may have died can come back to life simply because we are speaking life to them. Hallelujah. So we know that the Lord spoke the world into being, and we know that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Glory to God to create. Hallelujah. And I went on to mention that, you know, there is great importance and great worth in the armor of God. Hallelujah. A great worth, thank you, Lord, in faith. Hallelujah, because faith is very, 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 very important. But it is the tongue that works very close beside faith. Without faith, the tongue would not be able to say most of what it says in the Lord, in the will of God. Faith is needed for the tongue to speak the things that it speaks. Even when you don't feel like you have faith, believe me, when you open your mouth to speak something, there is faith, and there is faith being executed. And the wonderful thing about it is that when you do speak and your ears hear what your mouth is saying, it increases faith because it encourages, it sparks faith because your ears hear what your mouth is saying. So it serves as a double effect. Faith is necessary to initiate the tongue, and the tongue helps to strengthen the faith that was used to set the initiation process in the first place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The tongue is very vital. It is very needed. Hallelujah. In our spiritual world. So going on tonight, I want to kind of break some things down. Hallelujah. And I thank God because he is the teacher. Glory to his name. And it is his wisdom, hallelujah, that he shares with me and it helps me out. The Lord let me know that there are three audiences that we basically speak to in the course of our lifetime. Three audiences. There are the others that are around us. That, of course, can be family, friends, co-workers, bosses, people. The people that we are around. May I include in this animals as well? If you have a pet, surely, you know, you probably have some words spoken to that pet from time to time, whether it's get out of here or sit down or stop barking or whatever it is. So people and pets, animals. And then in addition to that, we also speak to Satan. Now, there's some saints, and I've heard them say that they don't believe that Satan is real. But let me let you know, saints of God, Satan is real. He is a real adversary. He hates us, and he's always doing that which the Word of God tells us. He's always out there to steal, kill, and to destroy. That is his primary non-negotiable goal. He never deviates. And that's always the deal, to kill and to destroy. Hallelujah. So Satan is another being. I won't even call him a person. He wishes I would call him a person, but he's not a person. He has no authority here on the face of this earth. Hallelujah. He is a thief for even being here and being on this, even being in this place. Hallelujah. But in addition to others, in addition to Satan, there's also the Lord. And the Lord our God is truly the most important person that we speak to. He is the one that not only comforts our souls, but he is the one that listens to our prayers and makes a difference in our world. So he by far is the most important one. And going one step further with that, with every one of the others that we do talk to, whether it be Satan or whether it be the others that are around us, it is the relationship that we have with our Lord that establishes our conversation with everybody else. Now, I need to say that your relationship with the Lord needs to establish the conversation that you have with others around you. You need to know who you are in God and who God is in you. And as you know and understand that, you will have only certain kinds of conversation with other people. You will understand and know who you are. You will not take the power of God that resides on the inside of you for granted. But wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever is the state that you're in, you will remember that you are God's and that God rests and resides in you. And so you will have an attitude of gratitude. And again, no matter what the situation may be, no matter what people may say to you, because sometimes you may be on a job and people can say some really harsh things, some really unfair, just terrible things, sometimes vile things. People may say whatever, but always remember who you are. You don't have to respond to anything anybody has to say to you, because there's only one, and you know the one that is sovereign in all affairs. And that one is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so it doesn't matter what people've got to say. It doesn't matter what people say. Hallelujah. All that matters is what God's got to say about us and about the things that pertain to us. So we give a little bit too much credit sometimes to man, to what man's got to say, to man's opinions, man's beliefs, man's thinking. Now, give more to the Lord and to who he is. And if he's not your all in your life, make him your all in all. Make him your all in all so that you will realize who you are for real and who God is. And not only will this make a difference in the things that you say and the things that you receive when you let others talk to you, especially if they are condemning you in their conversation, but you will realize who you are so that when you come to those places where somebody needs a prayer warrior, somebody may need a saint who knows how to lay hands on, somebody may need encouragement, whatever they may need, they'll know who to turn to, because they'll know the kind of conversation that you have. We really need to let the Lord and our relationship with him govern, hallelujah, what we say, what we do, especially around others in the world. And I want to get back to now, not so much to others, but this about, I want to talk a little bit about the enemy. Some people have a way of talking about the enemy as though he was a regular friend, as though he's always there. They acknowledge his presence. I don't acknowledge the presence of the enemy in a way of, oh, he's always here, and he's not going anywhere, and he's always trying to do this or that or whatever. When people do that, what you do is you give more power to the enemy than actually what he actually has. Some people may or may not know this, the devil is not omnipresent. Omnipresence is a characteristic of God. It means to be everywhere at the same time. It means that, you know, there is nowhere that you are not, that you can be in Paris, France, and can be in New York at the same time. Well, the enemy is not omnipresent. He travels to and fro in the earth, but he can only be in one place at one time. And even though he has an army of other demons like himself, only one-third of the angels in heaven, by the way, and left with him, but nevertheless, a sizable army here on earth, those demon cohorts can only be in certain places at certain times. They, too, are not everywhere. So don't give the devil more credit than what he rightly deserves. Hallelujah. Because he's just not all that, he's just not all that much. He's really just not all that great. He's just who he is and what he is. And hallelujah. That does not qualify him to be omnipresent and to be talked about and talked to constantly by some of us. So we need to get the enemy out of our mouths, and we need to stop talking about him so regularly and talking to him even so regularly. When you do have a conversation with the enemy, your conversation should be brief. And the only time you should ever talk to the enemy is when you are casting him out of a person. I need to say that again. The only time you should ever to the enemy is when you are casting him out of a person. When you feel the enemy's grip on your life, hallelujah, you, instead of giving the enemy any praise, giving the enemy any credit, you need to start praising God. You need to start thanking God for his goodness. You need to ignore everything that the enemy does, and you need to put your focus on God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put your focus on the one that not only will bring you out, but the one who has been working behind the scenes to bring you out. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Don't take God's glory and give it to the enemy because you feel the enemy. Feelings are irrelevant. You can feel something today and not feel the same thing tomorrow. So feelings are irrelevant. Hallelujah. They don't matter in the total scheme of things. Give the glory to God. Hallelujah. Give God the attention. Give God the praise. Thank God for the things that you've forgotten to thank him for. Don't worry about what you see. Thank him for what you don't see anymore. Thank him for what you do know. Hallelujah. In terms of what he's doing in your life. Glory to God. So we need to exhort the Lord. Hallelujah. And speaking of exhorting, even as there are three audiences, praise God, three audiences that we communicate with, at the same time, there are three ways or three types of, glory to God, of, praise the Lord. Well, three types or three ways to communicate. Let me just say it that way. Three types of ways, three ways to communicate. Hallelujah. And those three ways are exhortation, prayer, and rebuke. Now, let me say a little something on exhortation. To exhort means to encourage, or it means to give instruction, to give hallelujah, hallelujah, to give instruction. There's really no better way to say that. You encourage and you try to keep a person or persons going in the right direction, going the right way. So that is the purpose behind exhortation. Hallelujah. To encourage, to instruct, almost as if to warn somebody. tell them, hey, this is the wrong way to go. This is not the right way. Glory to God. So that's exhortation, prayer, and rebuke. Now, of course, prayer is always to our Lord. Prayer is always to our Lord and to our Savior Jesus Christ. He is the only one we pray to. He could be the only one that we will be praying to. Glory to God. And of course, rebuke, again, is only to the enemy. Rebuke is only to the enemy. Even when dealing with our children, we should find a way to exhort. We should find a way to encourage and a way to instruct. Encourage and instruct. That is the purpose in being a parent. You want to encourage your children and instruct them in the right way that they need to go. They will be rebuked by the world because the world will not love them. The world may even hate them. We need to encourage and we need to instruct. We need to exhort. Hallelujah. We need to exhort. We need to exhort our children. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I see that to go on will take me further and it will put me out in the middle of where I can't be right now. So I'm going to leave off some of these other notes for the next opportunity that I have to be on Blog Talk and to come forth in this program called The Call According to His Purpose, and I will continue it all then. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for the tongue that He has given to us so that we can exhort. Hallelujah. And pray to our Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when that time comes, if that time comes, we can rebuke the enemy and chase him out of those who are struggling in themselves. Hallelujah. Against him. A lot of times people have a familiar spirit upon them and they don't even realize that it's there. My God. But hallelujah. The Lord has given us power. So I want to pray. I want to lift up the saints again before I close this broadcast. And thank you all for loving us and supporting us. Again, we always like to let you know that you can go to our website, which is D as Deborah, G as in Gray, R as in Rabbit, A as in Apple, the number 84. And that's at Wix. I'm sorry. That's not at Wix, excuse me. That's DGRA84.wix.com/in His, H-I-S, Grip, G-R-I-P, and the number 7. Hallelujah. And that's our website. You are welcome to get on there and scroll through the other pages. When you do hit a new page, you'll need to scroll down in order to see the new page. You won't see it if you just hit it and you're just looking toward the top part. You'll need to scroll down in order to see the newness of the page. Father, I just thank you and praise you for this opportunity. Ask God that your blessings would flow, hallelujah, upon your people this day and into their tomorrows. Lord, I get the honor, the glory, and the praise for what you're doing and who you are in their lives. And Master, I pray that you will just raise your people up, hallelujah. Glory to God. Raise your people up, Lord God. Get the glory. Get the honor and the praise, hallelujah. We need you. We love you. We are lost without you, Lord. Hallelujah. So get the glory. Bless your people until the next time that we have this broadcast. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. We say amen, amen. Saints of God, we love you. And we pray for you and pray with you. And until we have another opportunity to share the word of God. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.